بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. میں ایک دعا دیتا اللہ تعالیٰ مست گیو دا منتھ آف رمضان. اٹس اے ویری گریٹ منتھ, دا منتھ آف اللہ. اللہ تعالیٰ سیز مائی منتھ. ان ادر ورڈز, ایوری تھنگ از دے ان دا منتھ آف رمضان از اسپیشل فار اس, فار اے مومن وی از ٹرائنگ ٹو فرگیو پیپل, those people who you think will not be forgiven in this great month of Ramadan, Allah forgives. Thereafter you find that so many other people, every night Allah Ta'ala flees from the Jahannam. So many other things is prepared for us. So what are we doing for the preparation? What are we doing? It's obvious this month that, you know, the Sahaba Ikram, when they should wait for the last week, when Nabi comes from to say the khutbah, Sharun Azeemun, the month is very great. They should wait for the month, but they should prepare also for the month. You have to be preparing for this great month of Ramadan because you don't know whether you receive it too. Now what preparation we have done? The most important thing in the month of Ramadan, before even Ramadan starts, change your life to be a better person. Number one is this month that you make Tawbah Istighfar, which is very important. Number two, if you have got any bad dealings, haram dealings, do not do it in the month of Ramadan. Does not mean you must do it. I'm not saying you must do it, but in the month of Ramadan, if your dealings are haram, please do not touch it. That means you have lost the month of Ramadan. Everything must be in your life must be halal. Your life must be a complete different person. And in the month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala gives the strength. Many a time the person in the month of Ramadan does so much ibadat, expecting after Ramadan to do that is impossible. Because you are a mehman of Allah Ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. So he gives you the strength, how much you want to do, he allows you to do it. The early part of the morning you do not wake up to, but Allah wakes you up. You find people in the whole year did not even wake up for the early part of the morning, but they are on the month of Ramadan, every day without fail wake up before us too. So who is waking them up? Is not himself? Allah Ta'ala is waking that person up to show us that we cannot look down at anyone at all. But we have to learn to respect the month of Ramadan. The respect of month of Ramadan is to the month of Quran. Any amount of Quran you can read. Those people who are free must learn to read a lot of Quran. So if that person who reads a lot of Quran, he does not have to make, if he doesn't have the time to make dua, whatever dua he wants, Allah accept more than that for him. Because the Quran is something that is so great that who are you talking to? Today we take other kitab to make wazifas. The greatest wazifa, the whole Quran. The more the Quran you read at that time, the more Allah Ta'ala you become close to Him. And there's nothing more greater than that. So in the month of Ramadan, which is called a test for us to exercise ourselves for the next 12 months, 11 months. It's not just the month of Ramadan, you must thinking this month, let me do as much as possible. And Ramadan goes, you also go. That is not muhabbat that is called. If you look at it very carefully, a friend comes to you and you give him a very good time, and when he goes back he forgets you. You call that a friend. Likewise, the Ramadan also says that you are my friend. I've given you all the best from me. How do you appreciate that? Appreciation is to you, make use of me, not to forget me. So this is what important is, that Ramadan is to bring about a new life in you. A new relationship which you had lost with Allah Ta'ala, to bring a new and fresh relationship that be so strong for you, with you, that it must continue night from next Ramadan. Then you call that you made Ramadan. Otherwise, what Ramadan? Ramadan will always come and go. We will not see Ramadan. So if every one of us should take an opportunity to think that this is maybe the last Ramadan for me. Like, you know, they say in the hadith that if you read namaz, think that your last namaz. Now if you think last namaz, how do you read it? You read with so much of sincerity because you know you don't know whether you get another opportunity. Likewise, Ramadan, to so many people waited for Ramadan, they are gone. Allah has given us the opportunity to see Ramadan, inshallah. But the question is, let us prepare for Ramadan. And the best ibadat in the month of Ramadan and throughout the year is the Holy Quran. There is no other ibadat which is greater. And that too in the real Quran in namaz. That Quran in namaz. There is very great ibadat. Allah must give a tawfiq of acting on it. Now the first thing when a person, when he becomes a murid, what is the sheikh telling him to do first thing when he comes out to become murid? He's telling him to make tawbah. To make tawbah. In the month of Ramadan comes, you have to make tawbah too. Until unless you don't make tawbah, you get no benefit out of it. The first thing the sheikh will tell the murid, not don't have the money, he doesn't want money, he says, "Bhai, make tawbah." Now tawbah is obvious, it's going to be of that kind, that you must know everyone is a sinner, besides the farishtas. Besides the farishtas. We're not talking about nabis now. Every human being is a sinner. Until unless you don't take yourself as a sinner, you won't make tawbah. In other words, you must take yourself as a sinner, as a gunegar, may both gunegar hu. When Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is a masoom, 70 times that he's making istighfar, then what are we to be doing? How much we have to make istighfar for our ibadat that we're making too? It is only through His mercy is Allah accepting our ibadat. If you only begin to think this month, how was my namaz? Whatever you are doing, you begin to decide to think for a moment, am I doing the right thing? If you begin to make salam and then realize, how was my namaz? With all that namaz also, it's like this, that you know, I did nothing. But it's through His mercy, He's accepting it. So that's why we have to understand as far as possible, make tawbah istighfar all the time. When you walk into istighfar all the time. Walking, make istighfar all the time. Because Allah Ta'ala loves that person who make tawbah. Because to make tawbah is a recognition that he belongs to Adam alayhi salam. How's your recognition? How being recognized? رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. When he said that, he did not commit a guna, but showing us that we have to, when we have to also recognize, your recognition is tawbah. That, oh Allah, I'm making tawbah, I've committed this guna. That person is become very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who makes tawbah and says, oh Allah, forgive me, I've committed a sin. When a person does not have that in him, you must know this much, he is the brother of shaitan. A person who does not make tawbah, he belongs to shaitan. And you will belong Adam alayhi salam, then this is what you have to do, that you will believe what Adam alayhi salam did, the same thing. Every Nabi did the same thing too. So we have to also do the same thing, that remember, you make tawbah istighfar all the time. Because creation have been made to commit sins. Allah Ta'ala made the creation to commit sins. All faults you'll have. But with sin, Allah Ta'ala said, I've given tawbah also. That if you commit sin also, never mind, but make tawbah. Turn towards me, I'm run towards you. So you make tawbah. The only thing is this much, that the moment you make tawbah, it's important that you make the intention not to go back to the sin. This is our mistake that we make. Like in the month of Ramadan comes, if a person is gambling, he says, I won't do it in Ramadan, I'll do it after Ramadan. Now what kind of tawbah is that? So many other sins also a person begins to commit, but in Ramadan comes, he says, I'll leave it in Ramadan, after Ramadan I'll do it. So what kind of tawbah is that? That is like showing Allah Ta'ala ek mazaq hai. And you must know, once you begin to do this kind of action, I'm not committing the sin again, I'll do it again, that you're showing Allah Ta'ala this is a mockery, aisa na ho ki Allah Ta'ala turned away from you. Allah mari Father sabah. So this is what it is, that at all times, that lust and desire everyone has in us. Lust and desire, even Nabis had to. Lust and desire everyone have. If you don't have lust and desire, how can you get married? But use a lust and desire how Allah wants to use it, not how you want to use it. Everyone got this desire. You got a desire to commit a sin. That is now not supposed to be done. You must keep away from it. But now you have the desire to fulfill it. So the sin, if you want to commit and desire, I tell you that you're not supposed to go near it to at all. So once you begin to make tawbah, and remember one thing, You have to be very, very strong with your relation with Allah Ta'ala. I will not commit the sin again. That you must promise Allah Ta'ala. And Allah forbid if you commit, you have made tawbah again. But as far as possible, try your level best to make tawbah at all times. And you must know, once you make tawbah, the aqal controls you. Two things control you. One is aqal and one shariat. Shariat and aqal. You must have shariat. You must know what is right and wrong. If you don't know what is right and wrong, what you'll do? Like one buzruk, for 30 years he's putting impurities in nose and ears and performing namaz in that condition. Now he was a buzruk. But for 30 years he performed namaz in that condition because he did not have the knowledge. So you have to have knowledge also. Without knowledge, you won't know what the difference between right and wrong. So when the person told him, Hazrat, you read namaz and condition is wrong, for 30 years you have done that, you know you cannot read namaz with impurities and all the rest of it. He realized that he made tawbah, but for 30 years he repeated his namaz. But just to tell you that knowledge is very important. Without knowledge, you know what is right and wrong. But with knowledge is very important, ikhlas. You must be sincere. You can have all that knowledge, you don't have insincerity in what you are doing. So this is what when it comes to me, to tawbah, if you know what is right and wrong, then you only make tawbah. But if you do not know what is right and wrong, what tawbah you make? So tawbah is something, while you're sitting here too, when you read namaz, if you look at it very carefully, why is it that we have to, after namaz, make astaghfirullah? For what? Oh Allah, the way you wanted me to read namaz, I did not read namaz, please forgive me. That namaz is like that too. Everything of ours is not how Allah expects us to do. Like that person, you know, is going, morning room, rahmatullah alayhi, he gave that incident. One king got lost. He lost in the jungle, so he saw that he had to stay by one person's house, old lady and old man. It so happened that, you know what, he said, like, okay, I'm the king, they did not know. He says, if you need me, you must come and see me. However, famine took place in that area, no food, no water. So the wife said, you know what, the king warned us, you know, told us, please, you know, if you want, you can come. So we got this water here, take this water. He does not have any water there. They don't know what the king got by. So they send the water, they get the water, and she carried the water. She said, listen to me, make sure, make dua, Allah must keep this water, salamat. All the dua is making, see that, make sure you're going to give back the king. This is our water, special water. However, he went on the road every day, making salamat, salamat, Allah was keen, the water, salamat. When he reached the king's palace, he was allowed to come in. King, what is this? My Jannah, water of Jannah. Oh, king's supreme. When he opened the thing, full of smell. How many days? How bad the smell. He never showed that person. It was smelling. He says, very nice. Kisi ka dil rakhna bari cheez hai. To keep someone's heart, ooh. He said, very nice. Keep it away. I'm not mistaken, you must have drained a little bit too. Keep it away. After he'll throw it away too. But didn't throw it in front of him like how we do. Kisi ka dil rakhna. He left it once. The king gave him some money, a lot of money, and said, show him our river now. Show him our river. Now when he's walking in the river, he says, Allahu Akbar, what water I brought. My water is nothing. And look at the river is at here. That is how our namaz is. That is how our namaz is from Allah Ta'ala. Our namaz is nothing. Our namaz is that. Just as that person, water was nothing, but he said, well, look at how kind the king was. That he did not even run me down. He gave it to me. That's how Allah said, how kind he was. He's not running us down with all the namaz, he's still accepting our namaz. So how important it is that, do not think high of ibadah. That's why he says, astaghfirullah. Any ibadah you make, astaghfirullah, you have to make. If you read Quran also, the way you support the Quran, are you reading the Quran the way? You're not reading the Quran. You're not making. So every ibadat is istighfar. So every good thing is istighfar, and every bad thing, whatever you do, lot of istighfar. So tawbah is very important. Lust and desire, everyone has. But remember one thing, everyone has lust and desires, but you do not use the desires in the wrong places. Desire what Allah Ta'ala wants to desire. And tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. Allah Ta'ala says to Quran, make tawbah nasuha. Nasuha means not to go back to. Atubu ilallahi jamin ayyul mu'minun. He said, the whole Muslims have been told, everyone to say, everyone must make tawbah so they'll be successful. Allah Ta'ala says, Quran says that. Everyone says, the success is to make tawbah all the time. Sometimes a person, you know, he commits a sin, he feels hurt about it. He feels, hey, I don't know why I committed this sin. It's not right for me to sin, commit this sin. That is tawbah itself. Without you saying, istighfar, tawbah itself, I regret, hey, you know, I committed this sin. No, I don't know why I committed it. I feel very hurt about it. But many people, they may have did a wrong deal. I made a wrong deal. I don't know what to do. That is a regret and remorse would bring to what called tawbah itself. Or any other action, any other sin you committed, no matter what sin it may be, but you become hurt about it. You and Allah also knows. Many a time you find a person has committed, no matter what sin it is, even drinking too. He has drank something, he regrets so much. He regrets so much. That regret is tawbah, without him saying to. So everything that you regret for doing, the remorse is there, that feeling, that between you and Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala forgives you very quickly too. But remember one thing, as far as possible, no one is free from sins. When you look at the next person committing sin, immediately think, I'm a sinner. Because that's the only time you begin to look down at yourself, not others too. But if you think you are free from sins, then you think that others better, you are better than others too. They have always had this thing, if you see a person committing a sin too, I'm not free from sin too. He's got only one sin, I've got so many things. Many a time you look at a person who is doing something wrong, you look at him and think, hey, look how much he's wrong, but you don't realize something which he may be doing Allah loved most. And something which you are doing with Allah does not like. So you cannot look down at anyone, but the sin must be a sin, must be not committed. So no one is free from them. And that person who makes tawbah is better than sinners, because he made tawbah. That's why, you know, when you see someone, think good of a person. Think good. When you think good of a person, you must think, no, he made tawbah, don't worry. He has made tawbah. Don't think bad of a person. Like today, when you look at, hey, look at that drunkard. Oh, look, oh, he was a person before. His past, maybe, chara, he must have gone some weakness in him. You forget your own weakness with him. You think you are very good, you know. You forget your own weakness. Allah Ta'ala gives him, he died and he comes right, comes straight path. You don't think, hey, you know, but he was like this and like that. Failing to realize he must have tawbah. You do not even think of that. So how important that tawbah is at all times. And remember, in the time in the asman, when a person makes tawbah, the doors of the asman opens for that. They call a door. That way all the forgiveness is going through. To who? Allah Ta'ala. And Mondays and Thursdays, our amal are put forward in front of Allah Ta'ala. Today is Thursday, but take stock of yours, of ours, that from morning to this time, yeah, how much of wrong we have done. Our action put front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our action front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what kind of face we have. We go for so many times for Umrah, we go for Hajj, we go and make Ziyarat Nabi Kareem. Is he happy to meet you as you're happy to meet him? So Mondays and Thursdays we keep fast. Alhamdulillah, those who don't keep fast, there's no guna. But more important to keep away from sins. To keep away from sins. That is most important, to keep away from sins. Do not commit sins. And today, no one even thought of this, that, you know what I mean, you read in the kitab, everywhere kitab reading taking place, you know, Mondays and Thursdays, our action will put forward of Nabi Karim sort of. But did you cross your mind today that our action, you know, is right or wrong? You're going to go in front of Nabi Karim sort of. Did we think like that? So tawbah is no one's empty. Therefore, don't go back. As far as possible, when you commit a sin and make tawbah, your intention at heart at that time is, I'm not going to commit the sin again. Allah Ta'ala knows you that time. No one else knows you. You can bluff everyone else. You know, they say you can do whatever you want. There you cannot bluff him. You say, you know, you're going to leave the sin out and you don't leave it. That between you and Allah Ta'ala. That's why they say, do not persist in committing sin. Allah forgives you as long as you do. Repeating sins all the time is a very big sin. Repeating sins is like madhara. You say Allah Ta'ala is so happy when the person who makes tawbah, Allah gets very happy. The happiness in Allah Ta'ala is most important. Committed sin, ho gaya bas, toba kar lo. Do not sit with the sin now. Because when you sit with the sin, you do not progress at all. Many people you find if they committed sin now, they think, there's no way Allah will forgive me. They begin to talk like that. They do not understand, they're not supposed to think that. They must think Allah will forgive me. Allah is most forgiving. Most forgiving. So you must not think, but you must put yourself right, not to commit those sins again. That's very important. One of the things that is when a person commits a sin, at that time his iman does not remain with him. When a person commits a sin, at that time his iman does not remain with him, does not mean he's a kafir. The state of iman is different in every way, but he's not a kafir. But to tell you that iman becomes very weak when a person becomes commit a sin, especially when he commits zina, which is so bad, Allah Maliye, Father of Allah. See, we have taken sin as zina to be haram, to drink haram, not forgetting that we're committing ghibat the whole day. Ghibat is even worse than zina. But the whole day we are committing, especially in the month of Ramadan, to do that also is what a big sin it is. That not mean you must keep away from all the time from ghibat too. So tawbah is something at the time of committing zina is what on you. Iman is weak, then only he will commit sin, but iman is strong, he will not commit sin. Allah Ta'ala protects him in the time his iman is strong. When Allah, your iman is strong, then Allah protects you too to help you. You have worked towards it too. Then you work towards it, I work towards it. You work one step, I have two steps too. Allah says you are like two steps. So what is more important is that you must keep away from it. Like a person, you know, do not tell anyone you're a Jahannami. Do not say that too. Do not say, I won't forgive you. Do not say anyone will forgive you. You want Allah to forgive you. Then you must learn to forgive others. You know, husband and wives, that is a dhamal today is that. You can't put that right at all. When a husband gets into his moods, I will never forgive you. And then they walk in together too. What kind of forgiveness is that now? I won't forgive you. If you want Allah Ta'ala to forgive you, you forgive others. That's very important. And do not tell anyone you're Jahannami. Do not tell anyone you're Jahannami. One time a person was sitting down and there was sun, very hot, and Allah gave that person shade. One sinner was looking at him and said, Ya Allah, Allah wala, let me go and sit next to him. Let me sit next to him. So when he went to sit next to him, that person looked at him and said, what do you sit next to me for? You're a sinner, what do you sit next to me for? Straight away Allah, that I had the person had done, that Allah Ta'ala changed the situation, that when the sinner started walking, the shade started walking with him. Then Allah Ta'ala told the Nabi of that time, tell him this much, that whatever good deeds that you are doing is all washed away. And tell that person who committed sin, all his sins forgiven. So what do we know what your actions are? So that's why how important it is that do not look down at anyone too at any time. So tawbah is something. So this person committed about 99, killed 99 people. So even in one rich man, another buzug or someone, one learned man, you know, I killed 99 people. Anyway, Allah will forgive me. He said, no. He killed him too. He said, no way, one of them will kill you also. But there was a pain in his heart, that remorse, that pain, that regret. That is something which comes when only Allah can bring that. You know, I committed this crime. I stole this money. A lot of people come to me, Allah, I committed this sin. I stole his money. How to put it right? You get so happy. You got so happy to look at the man in that to make tawbah. Somehow he's trying to put himself right. That I've committed this sin. Please help me out. Or another person will come and tell me, you know, man, I stole money from someone. What must I do now? That man passed away. What must I do? When you hear those kind of things, you get very happy. Because the person is now regretting for what he is doing. But one is not regretting at all. Likewise, a person come and tell me, you know, I committed this zina, but please forgive me. The first time in my life I did this thing. I say, ask Allah for forgiveness. Allah will forgive you. So when you hear people coming to you and telling you, I've committed sin and please forgive me, and I say, Allah will forgive you, make tawbah. It's a very good sign, as long as that person gets remorse, a pain in his heart, I committed this sin. He must get hurt. He must feel hurt. Why I committed this sin? I must not have committed this sin. So Allah Ta'ala loves that person so much that it is beyond that you see. The one person came, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, Ya Allah. Does Allah Ta'ala forgive people who commit sin? He said, yes. Then he went away, he came back. Does Allah Ta'ala look at you when you commit sin? That was a question he asked. He said, yes, Allah Ta'ala look at your person. That finished him up. And you and I, we commit sin. You know Allah Ta'ala looking at us, we still commit sin. He said, Ya Rasulullah, when I commit sin, Allah Ta'ala looking at me? He said, yes, he looks at you. He was so disturbed and hurt, Allah looking at me committing that guna, that he passed away. So if you and I also have the same thing, that the time if Allah forbid any kind of commit, guna you want to commit, at that time Allah is looking at me. Allah is looking at me. Straight away, if Allah is looking at you, what will happen to you? I do not want to commit this. This is what is called suluk, the road to Allah Ta'ala. You want to get angry with someone. Very angry you want to get. You want to get very angry, that person hurt you. But you say, Allah is looking at me. If I forgive that person, Allah won't get angry with me too. Allah won't get angry with me too. If you think like that, then that's how what's happening. That is what's called suluk. Suluk, the road to Allah Ta'ala, is how what you become like this. Not only reading namaz, but that is very easy to read. This is what it is when the time when you get angry with someone, you hold back and say, no, great. The time you take revenge with someone, no. So this is what happens. So Toba, like one person, you know, he goes to the jungles. Now when he goes to the jungles, he's got his horse with him, he's got his goods with him, food, everything. And when he enters the jungle, that jungle is very dangerous. And while he's there lying down, his horse and everything got lost. No food, nothing. Now he wakes up to go look for the food. Now where my horse, everything is. No one he could find. He got tired. He just lied down because there's no way he could come out from there. Now you must know that person who's suffering like that, he lost his food, lost everything. He only knows one thing left now, death. He's going to die now. And no one lies down and sleeping. The moment he opens eyes, he sees horses and food, everything there. What happens to him? How happy he gets. That happiness is nothing. How Allah Ta'ala feel happy with you when you turn to Allah Ta'ala. If that person is so happy when he sees those things, Allah Ta'ala is more happy than that person when a person turns to Allah Ta'ala and make tawbah. Shaitan told Allah Ta'ala, I'll mislead your people. Allah Ta'ala, you can mislead them, but I'll make my banda to make tawbah. All the time make tawbah, Allah, I'll accept this guna all the time. I'll make accept this tawbah all the time. So we have got one very great thing in us. It's called tawbah. Make tawbah. Wake up in the morning, make tawbah. Sleep at night, make tawbah. Istighfar. At least one tasbih, you must make istighfar to yourself. Ya Allah, whatever sins I've committed, please forgive me. You have to have that in us. And once you have that condition in you, then you see how much Allah Ta'ala accepts you. And your guna get accepted. Your guna get accepted. Your tawbah is accepted. Your guna is forgiven. Your tawbah is accepted. So this is what we want, because we are sinners. And remember one thing, if you say you're a sinner, you say someone says, yeah, you're a sinner, they feel hurt, that means not you think you are someone. Many a people, you know, they say, you know, I'm a sinner. Say, no doubt, you are a big sinner. What happens to him? He gets hurt. But why are you getting hurt? You're telling you're a big sinner. I'm saying, I'm just confirming with you. That's where you come to know whether he's got pride in him or not. You come to know a person's pride, he's going to tell you, no, I'm nothing. You say, no doubt, you are nothing. Then he sees if he is something. This is what we have to learn to us. Gunegar me gunegar. If you see any person committing sin, I'm worse than this person. I'm worse than this person. So the majlis today is Ramadan is coming. Prepare Ramadan in a sense of making tawbah and istighfar from now. Make tawbah and istighfar. Keep away from sins. Prepare yourself. You know, like you know when the enemies are coming, you don't wait for the enemies to come. Before that you prepare yourself. This great month is coming now. Prepare for yourself. Prepare your bad habits, keep it away from one side. Throw it away. If you got anger in you, take it away from you. Suppress it. If you got jealousy in you, take it out. You got pride in you, take all those out of you. So that when Ramadan comes, it will be something else. Allah Ta'ala malkin tawfiq nasib. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa aqibatu li muttaqeen wa salatu wa salam wa sayyidin muslim sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. اللهم إنا نذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة منها اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب
وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد ورحمته يا رب.